Okay, well, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I saw your post about the prophetic word that God gave you, which was looked really good.
Yeah. And also I think you probably saw that I had seen the Galactic Council. Yeah, I just saw a picture, like a vision of them, and I asked the Lord, who is that? And he told me that they were the Galactic Council, and they were all dressed in gold. And I don't know if you've seen them like that before, but I was like kind of looking for confirmation if anybody else saw them like that. Yeah. Then I had a visitation last night, just talking to me about the mark, which is, I know it's not related, but he was just giving me information, like download.
All right. Good.
So, yeah.
Good. Excellent. Well,
Okay.
God's obviously opening up a lot of revelation for people right now, which is great. Yeah, excellent. So, have you got anything particularly you want to talk about, or?
Well, I'd like to kind of like, go where we left off last time. I think you were mentioning a room where, all of your dead works get burned up.
Yep.
And then I don't know if there's any other place besides the mountain or mountains that you discussed, and then the Holy of Holies.
Okay.
I think if there isn't any other besides what God had just told you, He would take you other places from that place that is different for everyone. I think maybe the Holy of Holies I'm kind of drawn toward in my spirit. So.
Okay, yeah, that'll be good. That whole pathway really is the pathway of engaging for rulership. So to engage with the Holy of Holies, there's the process there of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice before the throne and before His presence, and allowing Him to prepare us for rulership and reigning. And His desire is that we surrender. So that's a good place to begin engagement. I tend to engage there every day. That pathway, when I first began to learn the pathway, it took me quite a while to for it to become my pathway, and I learned how to engage there as a living sacrifice over a period of time. Learning how to go through the different realms of heaven represented by the tabernacle, from the outer courts and the inner court into the Holy of Holies eventually. And it's a place now I can step into because I've sort of practiced it so much and I've focused on it a lot. So yeah, we can take that pathway, and let's see where it leads and see where God wants us to go with it. I feel that there's a few things that God wants us to experience there. And as we do that, we can look to engage in it and see what God does. So let's just let's close our eyes and look to engage. I believe that the portal into the realm of heaven is open, and so we're just going to step in through the doorway. And Jesus is there standing as Lord in the doorway into heaven, and He just welcomes us and He takes us by the hand and He leads us through the veils, through the way. And as we yield to Him as a living sacrifice, as we present ourselves to Him, He takes us to prepare us for service, to worship Him through the veils that He's opened through His flesh, as He walks us through those veils into the Holy of Holies, Where's the ark of his presence manifests in our midst? So we begin to just vibrate and resonate with his presence, his will, the four faces of God begin to manifest within the wings of the cherubim as we engage with the Yod and the He and the Vav and the He of his name. So we begin to resonate with that. So Yod, He, Vav, He, 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 the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man, the lion, and the ox, and the eagle, and the man, the lion, and the ox, and the eagle, and the man. So we begin to focus on that. Then Jesus gives us the manna, which represents his will, his destiny for us. So we take that manna, we begin to come into harmonious alignment with the frequency of his will. And he invites us to open our heart before him so he can reveal and unfurl the scroll of our destiny so we can come into alignment with it as he writes on the tablets of our heart as deep calls out to deep. The sound of many waters, the sound of waterfalls. So we align ourselves with the sound. Our hearts are drawn deeper and deeper and deeper into his presence. Deeper into our scroll, into our destiny, our heart begins to be transformed and changed, aligned. Jesus hands you Aaron's rod, symbolic of the authority that he invests you with to outwork your destiny. So you feel the power and the energy, the confidence and the strength rise within your spirit. I just feel that he wants to take us into the court of chancellors, where he wants to authorize your scroll and your mandate and authorize you for position upon the mountain of rulership. So Jesus just takes you by the hand and he leads you into the court of chancellors. He presents your scroll to the chancellors. They take out the seals and they seal it with the symbol of the lion and the ox and the eagle, and they invite you to add your seal of agreement to your destiny and your scroll. And as they write there, revelation is released to you. Jesus again begins to take you by the hand. And he takes you now to the high place. With your mountain. You can be seated on the throne of authority. Introduces you there to your angel, who will advise you in the protocols of kingdom rule. Jesus crowns you with the crown of lordship. Feel what it's like to be crowned, to be invested with royal identity and royal authority as a Lord in the realm of the kingdom of God. He clothes you with the mantle that carries the authority for rulership. And he gives you the scepter. He releases to you the fiery sword that you'll need to fulfill and outwork your destiny. And from that place, you can look down and see the seven mountain spheres that surround your throne. And Jesus wants to give you revelation of the names of the mountains. that authorize you with spheres of kingdom authority and power to rule in the heavens and to outwork on the earth. Can just feel the resonant frequency and harmony that brings you into the alignment with your destiny, with your mountain authority, with your kingdom spheres. The canopy of angels is above you, and your angel will direct you and authorize you to work with those canopies, with the different layers of angels, with the different spheres of authority that they have, that you can work in the court of angels. And those angels assigned to each of your mountains will be released to you. That will work within the atmosphere of the earth according to your decrees and prophetic declarations in alignment with your scroll. The angels will be dispatched and will follow the authority of your word as you release it from your mountain spheres. Just feel the canopy, the connection you have to those ministering spirits that are assigned to you as an heir of salvation. Feel the connection with your scroll and your destiny and the authorization that you have to administer the kingdom with the angelic realms. Encourage you to look around, see if there's anything that you see of the strategy of the enemy that would hinder or block any of your mountains. Just become aware where battles need to take place, where your overcoming authority needs to be administered. Just receive that revelation. I can see three dragons that are circling your mountains. They're not on your mountains, they're circling your mountains. One is a white dragon. One is a purple dragon. And the other one is just a normal looking dragon breathing fire. using your fiery sword, you can engage those dragons from the place of authority that you have been authorized and mandated to occupy. And from above, you can remove their heads. You can remove their tails. You can split open their bellies to reveal that which has been blocked and hindered from your life and your ministry in those three areas. Just see what comes out. Take it. Take it within your innermost being. As they will be keys to releasing the resources of heaven into your life and into your ministry. Okay, let's just step back into this realm, carrying with us the record of the encounters that we've received, and let's now step into our garden in our heart, as Jesus is there with us, that we can plant seeds of those testimonies besides the river of life. So we water the seeds and speak creative words of authority and call forth growth. And they spring forth, blossom and fruit as the testimonies that you can engage with to access back into those realms that you can use to facilitate and encourage others. Where you've been, you can lead others. Just look and see in your garden where what you've experienced in heaven begins to be manifest within your garden, the mountains that are in the distance, as heaven and earth overlap within the garden of your heart. So let's step back into this realm. Okay.
Okay, there was a lot there. And I think the most awesome thing is, like you said, the dragons. It's a testimony, the seeds, you know, after you slay them, that you will overcome and it will not be an issue. I see that as they're circling around, because they're not on the mountain, so that means they haven't really gained you know, the foothold, but they're a threat. So, you know, I got a mantle out of there and several just treasures, which I hear is common. And what else? So that was pretty cool. When I was in the Court of Chancellors, I saw somebody. I could not think of her name. Now the Lord just gave it to me. It was Jill Austin. Do you know who she is?
I know Jill.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. She was sitting there next to where the scroll was. So there was something about that, I guess. That's related.
That's really interesting because when a few years ago I went to a conference with Jill Austin and Bill Johnson and a few others, and every time Jill Austin spoke, I began to shake violently, like really, really violently, completely out of control. And there was this conflict that was going on the inside of me, because I kept feeling God wanted to give me this fiery sword. And my soul was just reacting, because I know when you start to bring a fiery sword, what reactions you can get as people have to choose to accept the judgments that are made and whether they're going to step on one side of the line or another. So I was resisting this, and I began, for like 2 days, I just was being shaken. And in the end, I gave up and surrendered. And God gave me this really big fiery sword. And so when I saw you on the throne, I saw that Jesus had a fiery sword for you. So I think Jill's presence in the chancery room is probably a reflection of that.
Yeah, so that was awesome. And then I saw James Seymour standing there, and I was looking at him, and an angel came between him and I, like I needed to pay attention. And so then after that, the cloud was behind me, like as if they were the cloud of witnesses, as if they were standing behind me. You know what I mean? Like support, yeah.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, excellent.
Okay.
And so some of these things, you know, they're an entry point. And, you know, did you get any of the seven mountains?
I got them in not a really strong way, but I felt like it was going to unfold, you know, in time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good. Because I think that's where, these exercises are really just entrance points for you, that when you've received them, then you can go back. And so the revelation of the different mountains, the revelation associated with the different things that you get from the dragons, which have been blocking and hindering and over years, this isn't just recent times, this is over years, that they have, when we've not been able to occupy our thrones and we've not been operating there, they have just hindered and blocked things. And so a lot of the revelation that will come as you continue to press in there, go back there, be seated on your thrones, go to the different courts. You know, once you've established that you're there and the authorization and the authority you have for your scroll, then you can go into the court of war and you can get strategies. You can also go into the court of angels. I really felt very strongly that there's an associated thing with what you're called to do, which has a very strong angelic manifestation, and particularly that they will be authorized to carry your words and will respond to the declarations that you make and the prophetic callings and the creative callings that you release from your thrones in certain areas, and they will respond. And I feel you will be able to dispatch them into the atmosphere of the earth, and that you will be able to clear some of that atmosphere to release things from heaven to come to earth much more clearly, particularly revelation and other things. And I think, yeah, continue to just pursue that and look to engage with the different canopies, ask for their wisdom, ask them what they do, you know, what they need to function with. I think, you know, once you've engaged there, you know, there's so much more that you can then begin to explore. And there's so many more places that you can begin to engage with. You know, I think the cloud of witnesses, you know, you will be able to engage with the court of the upright, and there will be specific witnesses which will be assigned to you, and the ones that you've seen maybe have a connection that you need to pursue, but there will be others that will become a council there of training, and they will be able to impart things. Also, the seven spirits of God also, I think, is one to pursue. You know, we may well, you know, we can probably go there at some stage and look to engage with them. So yeah, it's great. Good place to go back to and engage with. So.
Yeah, I did see, when you said the canopy of angels, I did see one come down with a scroll. And but I wanted to ask you if you had any insight as to the color of the dragons. Now, I know white can be deception, and I know I felt like the Lord was saying that I had a little bit of something happen a few years ago where it had kind of made me a lot more cautious as to if this is God or not. Okay, so some of that was doubt. So I'm not sure if you have anything on that, and the fact that one of them was purple royalty, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the white dragon, I've seen a number of white dragons recently. They do represent a religious spirit that seeks to cause us to fear, and particularly in the area of the mystical and the things, they look to hinder and block, from a religious perspective, us pursuing and stepping into the fullness. And so, yeah, there's an engagement there where that fear of deception is a key, and that's what the religious will do. And I think also the people you engage with and the different things, there's a whole lot of mixture associated with some of it that you're going to need to be wise on what you endorse, if you like, and what you sort of authorize, because you've been given authority, and some of it just needs some wisdom. The purple dragon particularly is to do with royalty, and again, it's there to, because it's purple, it's been looking to take that position and hinder you from coming into the full identity of who you are in royalty, in sonship, in the full dimension of that. And some of what it has held back and contained will, as it's now being released to you, will bring you into a greater sense of confidence, a greater sense of understanding what it is to be royal and to have access. You know, obviously in our country we have a queen and we have princes and various royal family. You know, those royal family don't have to ask permission to go into the various palaces and into the various places. They are authorized. And I feel you're going to receive greater authorizations as a result of dealing with those things. And as you may need to continue to deal with it, God may well show you some other things associated with it, but a greater dimension of deep heart knowledge of who you really are, I think, is a key that will be unveiled with that. And yeah, as you pursue going back to those thrones, you'll get greater revelation, you know. And there are other places that, you know, will be unveiled and will be open to you. But you have to know that you know that you have access there. And as, you know, a queen, you know, in terms of princess, that whole understanding of that royal authority will really release you into a whole load more.
Yeah. And so what about the other dragon that had no was a normal? Or?
Well, it was just breathing fire. What I saw was just breathing fire.
Is that just kind of like threats? You know?
I would say that that represents some of the things that are going to be thrown against you that will appear maybe very fiery. And they're coming. You know, as we occupy a greater sense of place of authority in these things, you know, the enemy begins to try and undermine and uses often other Christians to say things, speak things, pronounce negativity and various things, and we just have to be aware and not take it to heart and not to be affected. Keep our hearts right towards people. It's a key that we must not operate in the same spirit. We must operate in an opposite spirit. They breathe threats. And when we take them into the court, what I would encourage you to do, whenever someone makes an accusation, declares something negative, take it into the court and ask if there is any associated thing that is coming from. You know, there's a phrase, no smoke without fire. And sometimes, there, even if it's a little thing, or even if it's something in our generational line that has caused the enemy to release that threat and there's a hint of truth in it, then we can come under the judgment of God there, and then we can release the judgment against those things and be separated from them. But often, some of the things that are said have no basis in truth at all. And so we can take our accusers into the court, and because there is no truth in the accusation, we must release forgiveness to them. We must forgive them and bless them in spite of what they've done. Even though there's no accusation, no truth in it, our role in the court is to bless them. And then we hand them over to God with God's for our blessing on them, for God to work in their lives. And that's a really key principle, because when things come, there's such a, when they hit us emotionally and when they're sort of quite hurtful and people say hurtful things, then we have to be able to deal with them, and the court is the place to deal with them. And you know whether there is a purity in your own heart when you can release blessing to those who curse you effectively. But we come under that thing that a curse without a cause cannot alight. And so what we do is we release blessing back, and then God can deal with those people. And we want them, of course, to come into the revelation of the truth. That's our desire for everyone, is to be... to come into that revelation that God has for them. So that's what I would see there. Okay.
Yeah, I did feel like there was breakthrough just walking through that. And I felt the Lord say that I was going to another level. So was there anything else that we could do? We have 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I think I did say that we could... maybe go to the judgment seat and deal with, you know, the scroll from that perspective. Let's go back into the realm. We'll follow the other pathway, and just engage with that pathway a little bit, and then from there we can go in and let's see where God takes us into that realm particularly.
Okay.
What happens. Okay, let's just close our eyes. Bless you. Yeah, we just come through the door of first love and we engage the river of life and we step back into the garden in Eden. we follow the river of life, enjoying the life-giving energy, the blessing. Just feel the source of life pulsate through you. Just feel that pulsating energy that's coming from the source of life himself. And as we just think of the throne of grace, the source of that supply, then we can just now appear before the throne of grace. Again, we can just sense God's deep, deep, deep love, his wonderful acceptance, the peace that just flows from him, just flowing through each part of our being. Feel the joy he feels in us being in his presence. He longs for his children to embrace him. And again, he lifts us up and draws us near to his heart. We begin to feel the rhythm of life that beats within his heart as he releases grace, as he releases mercy, as he releases his presence around us and in us and through us. So we're connected to that throne, that place of his rulership within our lives, to release the blessings of God that would prosper us in every area to the fulfillment of our destiny with him. Now the spirit of the fear of the Lord would just take you by the hand and take you to the place of the fire of God's presence. There before you is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, that takes all your sin. As you place your hands upon his head, you know there is no guilt, no shame, no condemnation. And you feel cleansed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord hands you your scroll, the scroll of your life, sealed front and back. And now we walk into the darkness and stand before the fire, the consuming fire, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who authorizes the seals front and back from your scroll to be broken. And as you stand before the fire of his presence, his eyes pierce to the very fabric of your being. He unveils the scroll before you with wood, hay, stubble, and precious stones, gold and silver. Fire from his eyes consumes the wood, hay, and stubble. As it consumes it from your scroll, you feel free. You feel the sense of pleasure associated with the gold and the silver and the precious stones in your life. You feel the Father's pleasure. You feel the Son's pleasure. You feel the energy of the Spirit. Now you can turn your scroll and see all those missed opportunities, all those things where you fail to hear the voice of God, where you fail to see the opportunities that he was presenting. Again, no guilt, no shame, no condemnation, but a deep sense of regret. As the fire comes from his eyes and consumes every memory, every feeling, and as he wipes the tears from your eyes, he releases a fresh sense of expectancy, a fresh sense of opportunity, that your scroll and your destiny will be released afresh with new urgency, with new passion, with new zeal, as his fire burns in your heart, as your heart ignites with passion, with purpose. As the fire of his presence you take with you. Sense the longings of his heart. For your future. That his plans for you. Giving you a future and a hope. As we just back out and come out from that place, the spirit of the fear of God just takes us to the waterfall that cascades down into the garden of God, and you enter the Father's presence. as the deep, deep peace washes over you, as every fiber of your being, every atom, every electron, every particle vibrates in harmony. You hear, you see, you taste, you touch, you feel oneness with the sound of the Father's voice, with creation. You feel one. You can be. Here you are. As you look up, you look out into the stars, you look out into the solar system, and he takes you flying out to see the Earth and the new horizons and the new arising of your destiny, and he would have you hold that new horizon in your hands and place it within you. And it will connect you to the stars and to the galaxies and to the birthing of new things that your destiny reveals. And the longings and the drawings of your heart into the spheres of the authority, not just in this realm, but the realm of the heavens, will begin to be released and unveiled to you. We can just step back into this realm. And see what you feel.
Wow, that was amazing. When I first, when you were talking about the lamb, you know, I put my hand on the lamb, and it was just like such a, an innocent purity in the lamb. And then before you started talking about it, the Lord led me in the middle of the seven spirits. So there was like the pillar, the colors around. And then the one fear of the Lord came and, you know, took me yeah, it was really good. So
you don't need to share it.
Cause it okay. All right.
It can be very personal. So it's okay to keep that one to yourself.
But I felt like, you know, like after that, there was just a burden lifted, I guess. Yeah. So Yeah. So then I was walking down the mountain, and yeah, there's a. So I even felt that what you're saying about the love of the Lord and everything, you know, that was just wonderful. It's like it makes you feel like you have a new beginning, you know.
Well, because this is what we were destined for. We've just never been able to access the realms that were closed because of what happened to Adam. And, you know, these things are being opened, the veils are being opened for us, and we can engage, you know. It's part of these new things, these new revelations. The books are being opened for these days so that we can engage and experience those. And it feels like it's a whole new life. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it causes such breakthrough for you to be able to go, you know, into the heavens. And, yeah, there's just it's just amazing. I'm just so grateful to God for it.
But I did feel, in that last bit, I feel that God is going to take you out and show you some new places of adventure. Because, you know, we're not just preparing for now and what we're doing in the earth. You know, we're preparing for the age to come. And there's so much that God has for us in terms of that's out in the stars and is out into the galaxies and out into other things that he has for us, that we begin to just get foretastes now, and it creates a longing and a desire in our heart. So, yeah, I think that's
So when you were talking about that, because I did start to see, you were saying out in the galaxies and so forth, can you share a little bit more about that?
Well, several times I've been taken out into our solar system and to see the Earth and encouraged to take the Earth into myself and so that I carry the Earth within me. And that always when I've done that, it's led me into a different dimension of being drawn towards the destiny that God's got for me. And, you know, I must say, I've resisted in the past wanting to go outside of my comfort zone and the things that God has for me there. But, you know, as I've learned to trust him, I've learned to embrace those things. And when he's taken me to those places, I know it's a place of breakthrough. And he took me once in my very first encounters, he took me out into a solar system and showed me a star system and a planetary system which had rings around the planet like Saturn's rings, but they were not just in one dimension, they were in all dimensions around this planet, and I was just sort of like, whoa, what's that about? And you know, I was able to see what some of the what it would be like when light is restored. I've had encounters with black holes where, you know, I felt the vibrating frequency that's come out of those black holes, which are longing for a restoration of light and the stars to be restored and returned, and the angels who were there, some of those who left their first estate. You know, we have been commissioned to go and restore light into the galaxy. I've had encounters where, you know, things have been birthed out of my innermost being that have formed. It was a strange encounter, but I saw the formation of stars just coming from my innermost being and forming into a symbol, which is the symbol I'm getting all the time with this sort of figure of eight, but in a three-dimensional form. And I saw stars being shaped and formed into this sound, because it is a sound, and it's light, and it contains all the different dimensions, really, of senses. And I believe that as we are joint heirs with Christ, and our destiny is to birth things and to bring things from our the desires that God has placed within our hearts, within our destiny. So some of these experiences just they take us to a different level and a different dimension, and they draw us to things that were previously hidden or suppressed or even blocked. That's been my experience with them. And I know there's lots of stuff around the stars and the constellations and the different things. I mean, I've been through one of the doors that are on the heights and seen some of the changing of the constellations in bringing them into a different order. I know there's things that God's going to reveal about that in the future, which are going to be very interesting. But, you know, it's part of what God wants us to be drawn to, but it's in its time and in its order, I think, rather than don't be concerned about it, but just be open for new and fresh longings and drawings which might well come out of some of these encounters for you.
So the sense I'm getting is more about like cleansing it out from sin and, like you say, restore it. Yeah. That's the sense I'm getting. But somebody asked a question on the page. They wanted to know more about the Galactic Council. Do you have, I mean, all I know is that they are a council dealing with the galaxies. I don't know much beyond that and wanted to know if you could comment.
Yeah. Well, I've been into the Heaven of Heavens once and felt so different. To start with, I couldn't breathe because the atmosphere was so different from anything else I've encountered within any other realms of the kingdom. But it opened up something and it drew me to something, and the Galactic Council, you know, I was, God spoke to me about the Galactic Council a couple of years ago, before I went into the dark cloud and before I went through having to deal with those things in my life, which God wanted to know where the priorities were, and I went through the 4-month period of trusting him and waiting on him and resting in him, and at the end of it came to the point where I was able to surrender my marriage contract to him and come into a different realm, and I think from that point that opened up different realms to me. And he spoke about the Galactic Council. I know Ian teaches about it. I know Ian teaches that they gather in February each year for a period of time, I think a 3-month period, in which they limit the access that the enemy would have on the earth. And so they set boundaries, and they set boundary stones, if you like, to limit what can be done. And I know that they're representatives there of the 71st nations. Personally, yeah, it's not something that I've gone for any further than that, but I do have an invitation to go at some stage, but I don't feel that it's now. So but they are a significant function, and We need to engage with the other court systems and to understand how the different protocols work in the different court systems in heaven, so that when we engage there, whether we can make presentations there or maybe we can bring things that enable boundary stones to be set, I'm not totally sure, but it's certainly a very interesting place. But then there are a number of other courts, you know, I've not been into, where some of the other courts I've not yet been into either. There's a couple of them I've not been into. So in a sense, I feel that some people may get called to that dimension, and maybe others won't. I don't know exactly, but if you're being called there and if you have an engagement, then just pursue it. My encouragement would be. But I think learning the different protocols will help, I think.
So there is a list of courts. I don't think I have that. Do you have that?
I do, yeah. I have a list of the different courts I can let you have.
Okay, great. That'd be great.
You like.
So I didn't know it was another court. So that's basically what you're saying. For the most part, it's just another court.
Well, yeah, it's one of the judicial system. It's the Court of 70, which basically is the Galactic Council. The top three courts are the Court of the Lord, the Court of Judges, and the Court of 70, and they are higher than the realm of heaven. And that's when I went to the Heaven of Heavens, it just felt a completely different place. It's very difficult to describe, but it felt like the atmosphere I was breathing, I had to learn how to breathe and live in that atmosphere. And I know Ian talks about that in from heaven, everything comes down in kingship and authority. But from there, everything goes up in love, and there's a different dimension to things there, because you then higher than that is in the level of eternity, in terms of eternity eventually, and there's three levels up into that. But yeah, I'm not sure that many people are engaging there yet, but it's somewhere that we can engage to, and I think if we learn to engage with the other court systems, I think it will help us to be able to know the protocols and to know the different things and the different ways those things outwork. Well, it's very interesting stuff, but I think most of us are sort of almost like practicing and getting the stuff down so that we can bring the rule of God from our mountains in our spheres of authority. But for some people, that means that we need to be able to engage in those court systems to be able to do it, depending on what we've been called to do. And so I wouldn't, I wouldn't rule out engagement there, because, it may well be that different people are called to some of those courts to engage. You know, in the realms of the different courts in our realm, I've been in 7 of the 8, I think. There are 7 courts. I've been in 6 of those, and in the mobile court. So,
and do you have descriptions of those courts as well, or could you put one together? Do you think of what they're about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. In this two pathways thing I'm pulling together, then I do. I will try and look to engage there with it. I think the difficulty is I don't want to be descriptive too much about things, because people need to be able to engage there within this sort of multiversed way of engagement, because a lot of what people see will be directly relating to how God wants them to receive the revelation that they engage in. And so I sort of try not to be too descriptive, but I can sort of describe some of the protocol that I've experienced in going there. I think the Court of Kings was the most interesting place, where I got to decree a law and bring that law into being, and then release that law and get it authorized in the Court of Chancellors, and then take it into the Court of Scribes and get it put into record. That was a really interesting process that Wisdom took me on. I think to engage with Wisdom is the key in all these things, because Wisdom will help us to be able to engage in the different court systems and will guide us in some of that. In putting together some of these pathways, engaging with Wisdom and engaging on the heights is one that is on my radar to do with people, and to look to engage people there, because it's been a great source of knowledge, understanding, and encounter that's led me into other places. I would.
What about the three levels? I know I'm quite hungry. What about the three levels that you had mentioned above heaven? Because I knew that there was a place above heaven.
Well,
comment a little bit on that.
Yeah, the different levels. There is the Heaven of Heavens, where those different councils are, which where I have been. There's perfection, the realm of perfection, which is above that, and then there's the realm of eternity. And the realm of the closest I got to the realm of eternity was when I looked into the face of God, but I didn't look into it for very long. And it's the place where Enoch walked, and it's almost like if you go there, you don't really want to come back. I know Ian's talked about it, that it's almost like if you go there, it's like you just really don't want to come back. So I haven't really. It's where the was before it is. So there's some stuff there. Wisdom can probably help because she's been there. But I don't know. Some of it's. You know, I think learning to engage in the different realms that we have access to right now will help us in any engagement we have there in the future. I think so.
Yeah, I understand that it's level upon level. What about perfection?
I've just not been there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say I've been there. I know those levels go up from the throne of God here. And you know, within each of those levels, there are seven levels, and there's different things of engagement that I personally have not been there, so I can't give you anything on that one. And I've not heard Ian talk about it either much, I don't think, not in any descriptive dimension, because I think those places are very, very rare for people to get engagement there, because people have not engaged in any of the other levels, so
yeah.
I've had no forerunner experience of going there. You know, my only forerunner experience was in the Heaven of Heavens, and that, you know, I find it difficult to describe that. So what it is above that would be pretty awesome, I would imagine.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, and I hope that others will benefit, and I know they will, from this.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.